Welcome back to McConnell Arena. We've got a little treat for you, something unusual, but I thought, hey, we got one of the smartest CIS minds here in the nation. Why not take advantage of the opportunity? Graham Naismith joins us now, the voice of the McGill Martlets program and a CIS insider. Graham, give me your first before we talk women's hockey. We will certainly cover that. Your impressions of the first period.
Oh, tight. You know, I thought it was going to be tight coming in here. It was going to be very interesting looking at the goaltenders. I mean, Philippe Cadaret, what bad can you say about him? He was excellent when he was with Baie-Comeau in the Q, and he was excellent in the first two games of the year. And then you've got Louis-Philippe Guindon, looks like replacing Gervais Chouinard. So that was the big storyline coming in, and it's a rough one. I tell you, we were saying down in the box doing the PA announcing, I said, I think I'm going to be busy, especially if it becomes a blowout. And right now, it's 4-0. It could be an interesting end to the game. You don't want to go anywhere.
It's interesting. I thought Concordia, after they killed off that first penalty in the first period, I thought they had momentum. And then that early goal from the Redmen was a bit of a backbreaker, but it didn't have to be the death knell. Then yet again, the McGill Redmen just poured it on.
But what a special goal that was. I mean, Etienne Boutet coming back. His father just passed away. The funeral is later in the coming days. He comes in, he scores, he points to the sky. I tried to put a little more mustard on the announcement because, I mean, really, it's a special moment. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. But I don't think people really knew this story, but really, what an incredible moment.
Absolutely, and we've been in the booth over here, but any update on his brother's condition? I know he left midway through the period. No word yet, so we will try to get you something there before the start of the second. All right, you are the insider when it comes to women's hockey. Give us an update on the McGill Martlets. How are they doing? How was their offseason, and what's ahead?
Well, they're playing right now against Montreal.
There you go.
I don't have Wi-Fi in McConnell Arena, so I can't give you an update on the scoreline, unfortunately. That's those first-world struggles, eh? But, let's be honest. In the RSEQ, there's the two big programs, Montreal, McGill.
Yeah.
It's been like that ever since Montreal came into the league. You could argue now Ottawa could be changing that a bit, but really, let's be honest, it's going to be between the two big guns here in Montreal. And I'm going to tell you something. I think you were with me last year for one of the games.
Yep.
They played seven times last year in tournaments, regular season playoffs. Five of those games were decided by one goal. It's so tight. It can go either way. Montreal happened to win the regular season, but McGill gave them a good fight in the playoffs. I mean, it's just such a great rivalry, and it's not going to let up anytime soon, especially with the new recruits they have coming into both systems this offseason.
So who are some of those new recruits? Because often young talent can make or break this series. Who should McGill fans or fans of UDM be keeping their eye on this year?
Well, this year for the Martlets, the big name's Jade Downey. She's coming out of Dawson College. That's the same program that produced Gabrielle Davidson as well as Marie-Philippe Poulin, Olympic hero. And I'll tell you this, Jade Downey actually had more points in her final season than Melody Daou did in her final season in the same league. Jade Downey is an excellent leader on the team already, although she's only a first year. If you're looking for a first year for like a rookie of the year candidate, look no further than Jade Downey. I'm going to let you in on the dirty little secret of recruiting this offseason. Because of the weak Canadian dollar, girls who are Canadian who are playing down in the States, they're all of a sudden looking around and saying, whoa, all of a sudden my school's this much more expensive, my board, my amenities, why should I be down here getting little playing time when
sense.
I can come up north, play in my own backyard, get a bunch of playing time. And that's what a couple of players are doing. One of the girls, I'm not saying she did it for that reason, but she transferred up to the Carabin. Her name's Estelle Duvin. She actually has ties to the French national team program. She actually played with them at the World Championships, most recent World Championships. She's quite the player. She's one you're going to want to keep an eye on for the Montreal Carabin.
Outside of the Martlets and the Carabin, is there anyone who's in the conversation for the national championship, or is it really a two-horse race?
Are you talking RSEQ or all around Canada?
I'm talking CIS hockey.
CIS hockey, well, all across Canada, you look all the way out west, UBC has a great program. They have another recruit coming up from the States. Her name's Cassandra Vilgrain. She scored at least 2 points in every single game she's played this year for UBC.
Not bad.
And you know what? UBC got blown out by Montreal in the final last year, 8-0. Talking to coaches around CIS, they say there's no way that would happen. You could play that game 100 more times. It would not happen again. So you look at UBC, Alberta's looking very good out west. Out east, the St. Mary's Huskies, they surprised everyone last year, finishing third place. I don't think they lost too much talent. They gained some good first years. They could be in the conversation. And then Ontario, what a tight league Ontario is. Last year, between second and sixth place, it was separated by 4 points. Talking to coaches, they say it's going to be even tighter this year. There's so many great programs in Ontario. I mean, look no further than then Western, then Queens, who are hosting national championships right. this year. They say they want to go in the front door, the Queens, Gales do. But if you want a sleeper, the Nipissing Lakers.
Really?
This is only their fifth year in CIS hockey this year. They've got Darren Turcotte, former NHL All-Star, as yep. their head coach. And I've been talking, a voice who I very much respect, not going to give the name, he's a source, but a voice who I very much respect said that, you know what, watch out for this Nipissing Lakers, because they're a very good program.
Grim, I won't keep you any longer. I know you got to get back to the booth. Thank you.